Breakfast.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Good morning, everybody. How are we? Good to have your company in this early part of the day. Apparently, it's going to get a little bit wet, so saith all the pundits. The major news stories of the day, well, it is the weather. More storms on the way. The Bureau has warned of likely life-threatening storms and dangerous flash flooding in Brisbane as multiple thunderstorms lash Queensland southeast. It will head towards us in the latter part of the day. Also making news today, unions will start action against Qatar Airways. This is all over Australians being searched in Doha. Locally, a lot of news around. A man remains in a critical condition after a motorcycle crash in Coffs Harbour. Staff at the Mid-North Coast Correctional Facility at Aldervilla have seized opiate. It's worth a potential $300,000 that were hidden inside sneakers sent to an inmate. Hello? And the Premier on the Mid-North Coast yesterday dropping big checks. We had her on the show around 8:45. Gladys announcing the land that the Koala Hospital is on is theirs. It has been gifted to them. Gladys said it was of high cultural significance. And also, they dropped $5 million for a dimension centre, a community centre, yesterday at St. Port Macquarie St. Agnes Catholic Parish. So, a lot of money hitting the ground yesterday on the Mid-North Coast. In sport in the NRL, Greg Inglis has closed the door on an Origin comeback. And locally today in sport, the Port Macquarie Golfing Ladies have their Breast Cancer Day on today for the Mid-North Coast Cancer Institute. Last year, they raised over $6,000. Good on them. And to Casino Royale, four-person Ambrose. And because of COVID, it's only open to the Port Lady members. I know they're going to have a great day. Today, I spoke to Patty yesterday. They're all geared up for a big one. Let's hope the weather doesn't intervene. On the show today, plenty happening and what's trending. They are putting buckets and buckets of money on Donald Trump in Australia to win the US election. I'll run through some of the stats that Sportsbet trotted out yesterday. It's amazing. In Strawny Leaks, news on Borat and Kazakhstan. What, you won't believe what they're going to do in Kazakhstan. It's a good story, actually. Also coming up, classic vinyl. We'll give you another chance to pick up a $500 voucher from Harvey Norman Flooring, a lava lamp and a Bluetooth record player. Also, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. If you heard a howler, we'd like to hear from you. Who's at position number three as the GOAT, the greatest of all time, as voted for by you? We'll find out around 7:30. Also coming up, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if your birthday ain't today, you're sharing it with the likes of Bill Gates, Caitlyn Jenner and Brad Paisley.
Strawny.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Bingley?
JP Desk is operating today and indeed every Tuesday in Panthers Foyer in Port Macquarie from 9:30 under the banner of the Port Macquarie Hastings branch of the New South Wales Justices Association. Port Macquarie Koala Hospital open and doing tours, but you've got to book online. Just head to their website. Admission is free. And yesterday, great news, the Premier gifted them the land on which the hospital sits.
It's a gift from the people of New South Wales to protecting our much-loved species and acknowledging the great work that happens.
In golf, and the Port Ladies have their Breast Cancer Day on today. I spoke to Patty yesterday. They're raising money for the Mid-North Coast Cancer Institute. Last year, they raised over $6,000. Good on them. The event is a Casino Royale four-person Ambrose, and because of COVID, it's only for the Port Macquarie Lady Club members. And today marks 182 days since our last locally acquired case of COVID-19, and it's 58 days until Christmas. That's the Mid-North Coast Today, proudly brought to you by Bingley, where you can receive a Woolworths e-gift card valued up to $300 on selected cooking appliances, dishwashers, fridges or laundry appliances. Head into Bingley today! Triple M, playing rock's greatest hits, it's the Lido Shuffle.
Best bits!
Good morning, Gladys. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Strawny. It's my absolute pleasure. Yeah, really looking forward to the chat.
I was going to say, it must be great to get out of Sydney.
Oh, look, it is. And I've enjoyed being in the region yesterday and today. I started off in Grafton and making my way down and have a full packed morning in port. So looking forward to it.
Right, Gladys. What brings you to Port Macquarie today?
Well, a number of things. So looking forward to making a special announcement at the Koala Hospital. Looking forward to providing details of a major upgrade at the Hastings Secondary College. a number of other major community things, which I think people here will be really excited about. And it's about making sure that even though all of us have had a rough year through droughts and floods and COVID, that the Mid-North Coast is really ripe for creating jobs and having a very positive outlook. And my role is to support that as the leader of the state, and I'm really excited to do that.
Yeah, and Gladys, do we get a big tick from our local member, Leslie, from badgering you about projects on the Mid-North Coast?
Can I tell you, Leslie Williams is an absolute legend. And if anyone in the community, any of your listeners, have something they feel strongly about, please make sure you get in touch with Leslie. She is on the phone to me quicker than you can imagine, always making sure that I'm aware of what her community needs and what its hopes and aspirations are. And, you know, I just met with some local health and medical experts and business leaders, and the best and brightest of the state are up here in Port. So, and I'm really excited about what that means for the future and people making a huge difference no matter what they're doing, and really taking care of each other during these difficult times. And I couldn't feel prouder of what this community has been up to, really.
Yeah, that's for sure. 181 days, Gladys, since we've had a case of COVID. It must be nice, I know that you've had a rough trot over the last 4 weeks or so,
yeah,
to have, you know, someone like Labor's Peter Beattie give you a pat on the back for the way that you've conducted and gone through COVID. Do you feel any empathy at all for poor old Dan down south in Mexico, in Victoria?
Oh, look, you know what? I just, all I can say is I know how much effort it takes, and I'm so grateful that we have the best experts across government you can imagine anywhere in the world here in New South Wales, and I've got the benefit of getting their advice and making decisions accordingly. But I also really want to thank your listeners and the community, because everybody has stepped up and taken on board the advice. If people didn't listen to what we'd asked them to do, we wouldn't be in the position we are. And all of us have played our part. Doesn't matter where we live or what we're doing, everybody has really been part of, touch wood, to date, the success story of New South Wales. But it's a daily battle. I'm not going to pretend it's been easy, and I'm not going to pretend we're not going to have hiccups down the track, because every day is a battle, but everybody's been doing the right thing. Social distancing now is a normal part of our lives, keeping, you know, hand sanitization, making sure we wear masks in appropriate circumstances, and just being generally careful, especially those most vulnerable. And we stick to those rules and respect what's in place. I think we'll continue to really do well, and also to really support jobs, because I do worry what will happen when JobKeeper finishes in March. So as a government, we're really preparing to make sure as many people as possible not just keep their jobs, but get the jobs that they want to work in.
Good on you, Gladys. Thank you very much. The Premier of
Thank
New
you,
South
Johnny.
Wales, Gladys. Now, I really hope, because I love the film Happy Gilmore, please tell me you have big, giant checks to drop when you're here around the place this morning.
We do, actually. We've got we've got a few exciting things, which I'll let Leslie tell you all about. But please know that I'm grateful for her, the job she's doing as a local member. And again, grateful to everybody in the community who's just been amazing during the last 12 months, which have been really hard.
The Premier,
and thank you to everybody for your support. Really appreciate it.
That's the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. Thanks for the call, Gladys.
Thanks, Johnny. All the best.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
For Storage King Paul Macquarie, the king of storage.
Well, he's been on in the sick bay. Remember when we used to go to sick bay at school? But he went to the big one on top of the hill. Bluey Waters, good morning. How are you, Bluey?
Good morning, Strawny. And I'm back.
Yeah, oh, that's good. We're all worried about you. That's good you're back. You didn't sound too good yesterday, but you sound a lot better today. And, yeah, in the sick bay, unbelievable. And if you want to laugh, people, if you're talking to him today, get him to tell you the story about he's trying to watch the start of the grand final and have his dressing changed. It's very, very funny. Listen, I saw KO yesterday too. I told him that you were back. He's probably come around and give you a visit. And he'll have the purple shirt on.
Yeah, he's been out and given me a gobful. No worries about that. He's in form.
Oh,
yes.
Well,
and the flag's hanging out and everything like that.
Oh, Dad, Dad. He's got the purple flag out. Goodness me.
Yeah. Anyway. And the T-shirt was off. It was the purple all the way through, right down to the sock.
The socks as well.
Couldn't hide his grin, that's for sure.
Yeah, now, has he had the spats on? Because concrete's socks are always shocking. I mean, they must have the... I reckon at home he would have another washing machine just for his concrete's socks. You can't have those in the general washing.
What do you mean, concrete
you?
Socks? Yeah, I've heard of concrete boots, concrete socks.
Well, they've got concrete spattered all over them. I mean, I'm sure at home his wife would make sure he would have a separate washing machine for his concreting socks.
Yeah, well, that got clunk, clunk, clunk.
And purple ones too. Goodness me. Fair dinkum. Anyway, lap it up, KA. You've got 12 months.
Bragging rights.
We had to put up with it for 12 months,
yeah.
Really?
We had to put up with it for 2 years for me.
That damn rooster. Thank God it's got laryngitis now. Yeah, that's for sure.
I can't get it out. Anyway, your segment brought to you by Storage King, Bluey, and I got a note from them during the week. What about this? At the moment, they've got a special on small units for just $2 a day. Maybe KO can put his socks there. Anyway,
well, you can put all your rooster memorabilia away.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Oh no! Anyway,
$2 a day, you can have it in storage.
Let's talk about what's happening with fishing. The Wormer did a great job while you're away, and a lot of the times when the swell was down, he was sending us out to the beaches for these whiting that he said were that good. They were nearly jumping on your hooks when you were baiting up. What about today?
Yeah, that's what I've heard, and I think once the sea settles down a little bit more today, I think we'll be back out there. But today with this, sort of a cross-dressing sort of weather, isn't it? So it's nice this morning, but this afternoon's going to go pear-shaped. So we'll head out the estuary and we'll try for a brimmer or a blackfish on prawns.
We haven't
got our favourable tide either. We've got high tide pretty soon, and then it's going to be a run-out tide for most of the day. So I think we'll just take advantage of that high tide and just try and pick up a brim, and on that run-out tide, just pick up a blackfish and be home by lunchtime, all settled in.
Fair enough. Now, Taylor Tabb would be rubbing his hands together soon too. I mean, we have got a bit of fresh around, but no real big flush out. But however, we may get something like that today. We'll see, eh?
Yes, we could get up to 20 mils, so that could make a big difference to our estuary system. So, the breakwaters could come alive in the next couple of days, for the big fish. So, let's cross our fingers and hope it happens.
Yeah, all right, Bluey. Good to have you back. And as I say, if you want to hear a funny story, ask him about trying to watch the start of the grand final when the nurse is changing his dressing. Goodness me. Bluey, have a great day. We shall talk to you same time tomorrow, and we'll go through the winner of the finals comp in the most complicated tipping comp in the world and toy world. It was that close. I hope. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
It's good to beat a king.
For the Port City Bowling Club and the Eastern Tiger Restaurant.
Great range of used cars to suit your needs at Andrew Medici, Hastings River Drive.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hi there, I'm Melissa Fadjaloon with your local briefing. With 4,000 travel businesses across the country being hit hard by COVID, the member for Cowpa is advocating for the creation of an industry-specific support package. Pat Conaghan has rallied other MPs to drive this policy position following several meetings with travel agents representing some of the 40,000 Aussies working in the sector. Mr. Conaghan says the Nationals are supporting travel agency operators who are struggling in the current climate. There's now more space for fire trucks at Don Dingalong, with the community's new rural fire service station officially open. RFS Commissioner Rob Rogers was on hand to do the honours yesterday, along with representatives from Kempsey Shire Council, which had a big hand in helping to get the station built. And farmers across the Mid-North Coast will soon have easier access to financial skills, initiatives and workshops. It comes after the back of a new partnership between the New South Wales Farmers and NAB Agribusiness, set to see 7 different workshops and webinars delivered to farmers across the state over the next 12 months. Farmers Chief Pete Arkle says they're hoping it will help farmers get back on their feet after the drought and capitalise on opportunities.
Definitely an area that a lot of farmers are turning their minds to on the back of the severe drought we've been through. Debt levels are quite high, so now's a good time to reassess.
Taking a look at local sport in rugby union, the Port Macquarie Pirates have elected Scott Marks as president at a special meeting held overnight. Wendy Hathaway was appointed treasurer and Shakira Porter has been nominated for the position of secretary. And to the community switch, grape growers and winemakers from across the region are encouraged to get involved with a free online event today. The National Wine and Grape Industry Centre, along with CSU, are hosting a research update called From the Vineyard to the Bottle. It starts at 10 a.m.
Good morning, I'm Erin Ryan with your news briefing.
6 week relief for Melbourne today with the city's mammoth second lockdown finally over. Retail and restaurants getting the green light to reopen from midnight overnight, with locals flooding venues to celebrate their newfound freedom after one of the longest lockdowns in the world. It comes after a second consecutive donut day with no new cases and no COVID deaths. Victoria's testing chief, Jeroen Wijnmar, has told the ABC they are testing more people across the northern suburbs and they could see a few more cases pop up there.
We still have 400, 500 people as we speak who are quarantining and isolating. I think we have, 38, 39 positive cases in that cluster in the north. We've tested over 20,000 people in the last 7 days in the northern suburbs.
It looks like our economy is chugging back to life post-COVID. The Reserve Bank's Deputy Governor, Guy Debelle, has told a Senate estimates hearing he's expecting growth in the September quarter. The official figures drop next week when the RBA meets. CommSec's Craig James says we could see another rate cut then too.
Given the consensus around the place over the last couple of weeks, it's firmed to be a very, very real prospect. Most people see it as almost a certainty that we're going to see the Reserve Bank cutting interest rates.
And a bit of a whoops from UK PM Boris Johnson. He's accidentally tagged the wrong Scott Morrison in a tweet overnight. The British PM taking to social media to talk up a phone call where the pair discussed trade, climate change and coronavirus. The tweet later deleted and the real PM tagged.
This spring, Ladbrokes is changing the way you multi, and with our new multi features giving you more chances to win. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
In sport, Harry Grant has declared his commitment to return to Melbourne next season. The hooker was a breakout star this season on loan to the Tigers and has a get-out clause in his contract if Cameron Smith does play on. But Grant has told Seven he expects to be at the Storm in 2021.
Back down to Melbourne, mate. I'll let them enjoy the next few days after winning the grand final and celebrating, and then see what the plan is for pre-season.
And Grant is poised to make his State of Origin debut for the Maroons in just his first season.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Swell is still hanging around this morning. It's looking mighty nice on all our beaches. The open beaches, we're looking at around 4 to 6 foot of swell. Protected southern corners, due to that swell direction, is a lot smaller, around 2 to 3 foot of wave action on those beaches. But it is offshore. We have a high tide at 7:30 and the water temperature is still beautiful, 19, 20 degrees. So get out there early, make the most of it. I'm going to catch you in the surf.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club.
Reopened for business.
And looking forward to seeing you in the club.
Kazakhstan, the home of the fictional character Borat, has, wait for it, adopted the brash mustaches character's catchphrase for a new tourist campaign.
It's very nice.
Good on him. Go with the flow. Jackson Warne surprised audiences when he admitted he's only tried 10 different foods in his entire life. This is Warney's young bloke. And after recently tasting watermelon, the 21-year-old son of cricketing legend Shane Warne has now given beer a taste for the first time.
That actually tastes pretty good.
And George Clooney is transformed into a bearded elderly scientist in the first trailer for the new Netflix drama, The Midnight Sky. Now, the former ER star, who's 59, looked unrecognisable as he played a lonely Arctic scientist.
There is an antenna that's stronger than ours. We get to that antenna, they'll hear us. Take a deep breath.
Triple M, Plague Rock's greatest hits. It's the Clash there from Combat Rock. And, the one and only Rock the Casbah there. Jeez, I've got some funny memories of that song. I probably can't go through them here. The Casbah, what a place. If you've ever been to Morocco, you'll know what I'm talking about.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, morning to the paper throwers, doing a great job. The things look okay at the moment, but tomorrow morning it might be a little bit wetter. We'll wait and see. And, of course, Wednesday night lotto, we can have 4 $1 million winners tonight. They'll be busy in the shop there today, Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agency. Front page of the Telegraph is ABC's Pop Fiction. Former platoon commander Heston Russell, whose special forces soldiers were accused by the ABC of murdering an Afghan prisoner, have hit back saying no detainee was killed. In the Sydney Morning Herald, their front page, rogue soldiers were fueled by bloodlust. Australian special force soldiers were fueled by bloodlust when they tortured and executed prisoners in Afghanistan. says the Sydney Morning Herald. While in The Australian, their lead story is revival on as recession over RBA. The Reserve Bank believes the economy returned to growth in the September quarter as punishing restrictions in Victoria were outweighed by recoveries in other states. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. It's 7 to 7.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Because they're classic.
Triple M's classic vinyl.
It's basically true classic rock. There's no rock like it anymore.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Flooring, Port Macquarie.
And their huge range of rugs, carpet and flooring.
Yeah, and we love it. So much fun this week looking at our classic albums, our classic vinyl. And what about the prize at the end of the week? A $500 voucher from Harvey Norman Flooring from Glenn and his crew. And you talk about vinyl, the vinyl they got there, you don't pick from Fennec and Wood. It is just amazing. That is part of the prize. But what about the lava lamp? And what about the Bluetooth record player? That is for our winner at the end of the week. Now, going to take the first four callers now. 13-27-10. Tell me what album, right, what classic vinyl album is this song from? 13-27-10. I'll take the first four callers. What classic vinyl album is this from? It's Triple M. We're playing rock's greatest hits. Triple M playing rock's greatest hits. You got Shorty for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowler. Jetta doing the trivia there tonight. It is the great Phil Collins, the bloke who has never been seen in the same room as Vladimir Putin. Look at his head. Has to be. The song is Don't Lose My Number, but that's not what we're asking.
Because they're classic.
Triple M's classic vinyl.
It's basically true classic rock. There's no rock like it anymore.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Flooring, Port Macquarie.
And their huge range of rugs, carpet and flooring.
Okie dokie. 13-27-10, Triple M, good morning. What's the name of the album? Triple M, good morning. What's the name of the album?
Hey, Strawny, just a guess. Is it Face Value?
No, it's not Face Value. Triple M, good morning. What's the name of the album?
Oh, the album is Don't Lose My Number, but the song's Don't Lose My Number by Phil Collins, but I don't know the album, no, Strawny. Come on.
Mate, that's the whole point of it. Come on, lift your game, son. Lift your game. All right, Triple M, good morning. What's the name of the album?
No Jacket Required.
No Jacket Required would be 100% correct, Amundo. Congratulations. Well done.
Oh, good.
What's your name?
Deb.
Hey, Deb. Have you got it somewhere in your collection, maybe in a milk crate?
I certainly have. I can text you a photo of the cover.
Good stuff, Deb. All right, you are now in the draw on Friday to win the $500 voucher from Harvey Norman Flooring. And the vinyl there, you will not pick from the real stuff. It is truly amazing. The lava lamp. Have you got a lava lamp, Deb?
No.
Everybody talks about the lava lamp. And, of course, the Bluetooth record player. Hold the line, Deb. More coming up tomorrow. It's Triple M's classic vinyl.
Thank you.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
What's trending for Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe?
Great range of deciduous and advanced trees ready to plant for shade and hedges in stock now.
Well, to the US election. Here he comes. Donald Trump is getting smashed by punters as the US election receives unprecedented levels of interest with betting companies like Sportsbet. They put out a press release yesterday. The online bookmaker is now taking over, wait for this, $1 million a day on Donald Trump to win the US election. Now, Trump is a $2.80 outsider to win on November 3, but holds 93% of the turnover compared to Joe Biden's 6%. The online bookmaker was hit with a $10,000 bet on Trump yesterday. Among the huge amount of wagers was another 17 bets ranging from $10,000 to $60,000. The biggest bet on Joe Biden, the $1.47 favourite, was $10,000. What do you think, Donald?
You are fake news.
What's trending for Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe?
Great range of deciduous and advanced trees ready to plant for shade and hedges in stock now.
Adam playing Rock's Greatest Hits and giving you Worst Dad Joke Wednesday next on 13:27:10. Come on, give us a call if you've heard a howler. At position number 3, woohoo. I thought they may have been number 1, but it's voted for by you, AC/DC, in our search for the GOAT during Movember. During Oztober for Movember. And in the month-long celebration of Australian music, how good is some of this stuff. Just incredible. Now, what AC/DC song do you think is their best? Vote via triplem.com.au. Al Shield after 3 with the top songs.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.
Triple M. Yeah, 13:27:10. Who's heard a howler? Let's go. Triple M, good morning.
Morning. How are you, Storny?
Good. What is your yarn for us today, Gary?
I went to a fancy dress party the other night, and I had on black sneakers, a green jumpsuit, a blue mask, and a headband tied behind my head, and two swords on my back, and piggybacking my girlfriend. When I got to the party, a bloke said, "What are you?" I said, "I'm a Ninja Turtle." And he said, "What's the girl on your back for?" I said, "Oh, that's Michelle."
No, no. Triple M, good morning. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Who have I got there?
Yeah, morning, Strawny. It's Steve from Laurieton.
Hey, Steve, what's your yarn for us today, champion?
Okay, well, Strawny, I drive up and down the highway quite a bit, and every time I see a hitchhiker, I feel really great. The reason is because I like to imagine that they're complimenting my driving.
No. Oh, I knew that one was coming. And Chris, good morning in Port. What have you got for us?
Yes, good morning, Storny. Hey, tried to buy a dead bird on Gumtree on the weekend. The problem was it didn't go cheap.
No. Yeah, it is Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Oh, my goodness.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.
Yeah, 13:27:10, we go to the soundproof booth, to the judge's booth, and say a very good morning to the hanging judge himself, the great Glenn Stewart. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, champion. Oh. How are you?
That were three pretty good yarns, actually.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah. Who did you like?
Look, I think I've got to go with the old Ninja Turtle being an old fella like myself. And remember the Ninja Turtles, I've got to go with Gary.
Yeah,
that's
Gary.
Pretty good. And is that Michelle?
It's Michelle. Yeah, very good. He's got the $35 voucher at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. Good on you, Gary. He's pretty excited about it too. Now, talking about being excited, every week. Now, I love trivia. Now, Jerry's getting trivia question. Jerry's doing the trivia there tonight. Now, where does he get these
really
from? What about today's one? Go on, let it out.
Okay, so how many Grand Prix races did Mark Webber win during his career? Is it A, 9, B, 11, or
C, 13? Ooh, okay. I thought he was going to go with the other one. What year did he invent the barbecue? Mark Webber. It's true. No money, Jack. All right. Now, what else is happening at the club? We know next Tuesday's Melbourne Cup Day. You have so much on.
Melbourne Cup lunch is booked out.
Oh. It's booked out.
Yep, Melbourne Cup lunch is booked out, guys. So, but there's still, if anyone wants to, after the race, kick on and have some dinner, there's definitely plenty of places for dinner. So, but at this stage, Melbourne Cup's booked out.
Okey-dokey. Now, are you emceeing in a top hat and tails? What are you doing?
No.
Come on.
I think I'll be running the tab table like I do every year.
Okay. And don't you love them once-a-year punters must drive you mad?
That's exactly what we do. We make it nice and easy for the guys on the tab.
I bet you can't wait for the end of the day.
It's a long day, and it's even better because I'm on leave next week, so I don't know who you're going to talk to next week.
Okey-dokey. Well, now, how are you going in the spring carnival tipping too? Who's on top there?
I did all right last week.
Did you?
I was on top last week. I don't know about this week, but I picked 4 winners in the second last week, so I did all right.
Well done.
And I picked the winner of the Cox Plate too.
Did you really? I was on the favourite. Led for 2 strides at the bend, and they all ran past it. I think it could win the Melbourne Cup, though.
And I'm on very elegant for the Melbourne Cup. There's my tip.
Very elegant. All right. He is.
What about State of Origin? How good? Are we all going to go 3-0 for New South Wales?
Oh, gee.
Don't forget that starts next week, too.
Yeah, I know. But you know what worries me? Everyone's going to say, yeah, we're going to do 3-0. That's just what they love, those Queenslanders. You know what they're like. Fair dinkum. All right, you're going to see it live at the Non-Thinkers Bar, Glenn Stewart, with a blue wig. It's worth seeing, let me tell you. Thank you, Glenn.
See you, mate. Be good.
Thanks to the Port City Bowling Club. You can catch up via the free Triple M app. Plus, like our Facebook and Instagram to keep up with what's happening locally. Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Triple M playing rock's greatest hits from Slippery When Wet. What an album. You could love a bad name. Bon Jovi at 13 past 8.
Triple M. Lab birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, let's go to Telly Point and see if Cole can spin up the moolah. G'day, Cole. How are you, champion?
Good, Tony. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, buddy. You feel it in your bones. Are we actually going to get something, some rain today? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm nearly paralysed, mate.
Oh, gee. Tell you what. Come on. I think Queensland absolutely got hammered this morning, over 100 mils there. So, you know, hopefully we get something, Cole, anyway.
We'll get something up for sure.
Yeah, good on you, buddy. All right. Now, let's try and spin up the moolah. What number are we looking for you, Cole?
Oh, mate, number 12.
Number 12. All right, Cole, here we go. Number 12 for Cole. Telly Point. Beautiful Telly Point. Number 12. Come on, number 12. Cole, it's just snuck past. And I hope you haven't got another big birthday on the 7th. Somewhere in your family. Sorry, mate.
Well, the missus is a fourth.
Oh, no. Well, listen, can't give you the cash, but end of the month, which is only a couple of days away, the next Triple M bag Taylor gives away. Jam-packed full of freebies. You're in the running to win that. All the best, champ. Thanks for the call, Cole.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Good on you, buddy. Oh, hopeless spin there, Strawn. Now, other birthdays today, I can tell you that we have birthdaying today. Is that right? Paul Tapperell's birthdaying today. Good on you, Paul, in Port Macquarie. Now, Paul, you're sharing your birthday with some very famous people, mate, like Bill Gates, Caitlyn Jenner and Brad Paisley, the country singer, all born on October 28th.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Triple M playing rock's greatest hits. It is John Mellencamp from the Lonesome Jubilee and the story of the cherry bomb. Hey, if you missed any part of the show today, remember, go to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. More of classic vinyl tomorrow, Tradie Thursday. And, of course, we'll give you the chance to win $1,000 on the wheel. Right after 9.